Hello, this is a recording to help Michael practice the lines from scene three. Scene three is when we first meet your character, along with Emily, your mom, and Walter, your dad. And Emily and Michael are going to see Walter at his office to remind him that you were all supposed to go Christmas shopping. Now, Walter works too much and doesn't pay much attention to you guys. So, Michael, you are supposed to be annoyed with your dad. And when you guys arrive, shortly after, Buddy arrives. And he wants to talk to Walter as well. All right. I will read the lines for the other characters, and I will leave time for you to say yours. And the cue that you are listening for is when Walter shouts, "Coffee, now!" And then Deb's going to say, "Right away." And as she kind of walks towards where you come in to go get the coffee, you guys come out. So that's your cue that you're listening for. Okay, let's get started. "We got a problem, Mr. Hobbs. Jingles, the jolly Christmas puppy, is tanking in every bookstore in the country."
"Why?"
"Because two whole pages are missing from the last chapter."
"What?
Without them, the end of the book makes no sense."
"Deb!"
"Yes, Mr. Hobbs?"
"Coffee! Now!"
"Right away." "Hi, darling."
"Ready to go?"
"Go where?"
"Christmas shopping, remember?"
"Ugh, I can't. I'm swamped."
"Could we please continue this delightful conversation over here?"
And then he ushers you to the side of the stage, and you guys kind of pretend to have a conversation while this next part is happening.
"Excuse me, I'm here to see a Walter Hobbs. I'm Buddy the Elf."
"Buddy the Elf? What a riot. Who sent you?"
"Santa."
"Santa?"
"Uh-huh, from the North Pole."
"I'm sure Mr. Hobbs will be delighted to meet you, but he's in a meeting right now. Would you mind waiting for a few minutes?"
"Sure."
"Can I get you anything?"
"A coffee?"
"Chocolate milk would be fantastic." "You're making it sound like it's my fault. Today is impossible, isn't it, Deb?"
"Oh, yes, Mr. Hobbs."
"Dad!
Who are you?"
"Looks like someone sent you a Christmas gram, Mr. Hobbs."
"What?
Meet Buddy the Elf."
"Well, aren't you going to sing a song or something?"
"A song?
Yeah. Anything for you, Dad."
"I'm here with my dad, and we never met, and you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you."
Call security.
"Susan Wells had me, and she didn't tell you. But now I'm here."
"Susan Wells? Isn't she the girl you went with in college?"
"Well, Susan passed away years ago."
"Deb, who sent this Christmas gram?"
"I don't know, Mrs. Hobbs. He came without a gift card."
"Mrs. Hobbs, are you married to my dad?"
"I'm married to Mr. Hobbs."
"Then you're my stepmommy. Would you like a hug?"
"No, thanks."
"Listen, Buddy. Some nice men are going to take you away from here."
"But I want to stay with you, Dad."
"Ouch! Ouch! Mom! You pulled my hair.
I did?
Oh, sorry.
You got a problem here, Mr. Hobbs?
Yes! Get this elf out of here.
Will do, sir. Let's go, buddy.
That's me!
Where do you want us to take him?
Ugh, I don't know. Take him to the North Pole.
Sure thing!
The North Pole?
No problem. They got one at Macy's.
I just came from the North Pole.
I walked. It's 3,408 miles. I took the Lincoln Tunnel. But if you take the George Washington Bridge, it's a mile shorter.
Okay, and that is the end of scene 3. And I will see you for the recording for scene 5 next. All right, bye.